With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The call is out for a company that can clear scrap metals and end-of-life vehicles from Cayman Brac and Little Cayman. According to a new request for proposals on government's Bonfire Hub procurement website, the successful bidder will be responsible for, quote, transporting the scrap metals and ELVs to a foreign jurisdiction or recycling in a licensed recycling facility. The project documents point out that customers in the sister islands have no means of disposal or recycling equipment to process this type of waste, adding that the metals do have value but require processing if they're to be reused. The available stockpiling space at the landfill is, quote, nearing capacity, and materials need to be removed for the, quote, efficiency of operations. There's an estimated 1,900 metric tons of scrap in Cayman Brac, 650 in Little Cayman. The successful bidder is expected to have the project completed by mid-October. Government continues to monitor and update mitigation measures as flooding concerns prompt parliamentary questions in the House.
Can the Honourable Minister advise whether any flood risk or drainage capacity assessments have been undertaken for the Red Bay and our sister prospect areas? And what measure, if any, the government is considering or planning to mitigate flood risks affecting residents in those areas?
The flood risk and drainage capacity assessment have been undertaken for the Red Bay and Prospect area through the ongoing monitoring of flood patterns and site-specific drainage conditions.
Fueling a question from Red Bay MP Roy Tatum, Planning Minister the Honorable Jay Ebanks told MPs in the House on Wednesday these are low-lying areas, and the National Roads Authority is continuing to, quote, assess the system performance as part of its infrastructure management program.
To mitigate flooding risks, works have been implemented between 24 and 26, including the installation of 21 drain wells across the Red Bay and Prospect area, along with the culvert system to support the controlled stormwater overflow outflow during the periods of heavy rainfall. These interventions form part of ongoing infrastructure improvements to strengthen the drainage capacity and reduce the flood impacts for residents in the community.
Minister Ebanks acknowledged that this is an ongoing issue, with the NRA constantly making adjustments where necessary to keep water out of people's homes, particularly in these low-lying areas.
We know we have other locations, but we continue to try to do as much little improvements as we can and continue to monitor a lot of these areas, especially the low-lying areas. So it's an ongoing measure to see every year what we do. We wait and see how it's been improved and how we can continue to assist. As we continue to see, I'm pretty sure there's going to be times where we're going to be having to look at where we were just talking again about having to put more a lift station and trying them in some of the worst low-lying areas to be able to move the water a lot faster. So those are some are other projects that will be coming up in the future, not just for Red Bay Prospect, but Randyke and other locations.
Minister Ebanks says government is also looking to bring in new drain wells as the current fleet ages. The Cayman Islands Department of Environment Shark Research Team is in Sri Lanka for an international conference that only takes place once every 4 years. DOE shark expert Dr. Joanna Kohler.
Our shark research team will be presenting at Sharks International 2026, the world's largest conference dedicated to shark, ray, and chimera science. We will also participate in 5 specialized workshops on shark conservation challenges and solutions relevant to Cayman. I'll be presenting the deep sea discoveries that DOE made in 2022 and 2024, such as the first local records of 2 deep sea sharks, the blood lantern shark and the rough skin dogfish, as well as the recurrence of a school of scalloped hammerheads, all of which were recorded in a deep waters around Cayman.
On Wednesday, her colleague Ann Veter will make a presentation related to using long-term citizen science monitoring and COVID-19 regulations to evaluate human impact on shark populations in the Cayman Islands. You can learn more by heading to doe.ky/sharks. Now, speaking of sharks, the Cayman Islands Brewery has launched Loggerhead, a new amber lager and a permanent addition to its core portfolio. K-Brew says Loggerhead supports turtle conservation and protection initiatives led by the Department of Environment. Named in honor of the protected loggerhead turtles that nest along Cayman's beaches, Loggerhead continues, quote, K-Brew's dedication to protecting the marine environment alongside White Tip, its shark conservation beer. With every can, case, pint, or pitcher poured, a donation will be made to the DOE, about 5 cents per can. The funds go directly to support turtle protection, conservation, and research efforts across all 3 Cayman Islands. That's your latest news from Radio Cayman's Newsroom. I'm Carsley Fuller.